I was wondering which song is from heaven. So I said, I don't get you very well. Maybe I'm uninformed. And I said, that song, you know, you believe that song. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm just singing it. I said, no, we need to be singing Christian music. And I said, do you sing national anthem? And that was the end of the story. Hallelujah. Because national anthem was not by tongues and interpretation. Hallelujah. Or you thought, they just said, Revelation, Sibaladus, Tegenemade. Oh, I rise to cover the right. Let's see, but no, Shekelemade again. Nigeria. Oh, Sika, let's speak in tongues more. No, that's not how national anthem was from. National anthem was, is as canna as possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today we just examine about, last week we were able to see that, when Jesus said they worship in spirit, what was he saying? Why did he say Jerusalem? You say, the woman told Jesus, we worship on this mountain. But you say Jerusalem is the place we ought to worship. Then Jesus responded and said, neither will you worship in this mountain, John chapter 4, verse 21-24. Neither will you worship in this mountain or at Jerusalem. Right? But you worship in where? In spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such worship. Right? Now, when I said, that in spirit and in truth, are they two things? Eh? No. He's saying that you worship in spirit. That would be the reality. That word truth means the reality. Aletheia. Right? That is, worshipping in the spirit will now be your reality. You will no longer worship the Father. No, before, you want to worship. I was like, worship means what? To pay homage. To respect someone. You have to what? Bring something. Right? You can't say, I want to go and worship. Well, we look at Abel. We look at Abraham, Genesis 22. Abraham took Isaac and he told his servant, we are going to worship. Isaac has to ask, because he knew the meaning of worship. That when you want to worship, you have to bring something. So he asked the father, I can see the wood. I know we cannot worship with the wood. We have to worship with the blood. I can see everything. Popsy, where is the worship? Or where is the offering? The father said, the Lord will provide himself a lamb. Which is true, because he wasn't going to go and kill Isaac. He knew what he was doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. So, basically, by saying God tempted Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, he actually did not tell him to sacrifice Isaac. He actually told him to point Isaac to the resurrection. If you know what I'm saying, I think you already got what I'm saying now. You have been listening to me for a while. That should make very quick sense to you. Alright, so then we say, new song, we mean songs of redemption. We look at Revelations 5:19, right? Revelations 14:3, Psalm 33 verse 3, when it says, sing a new song unto the Lord. We look at Psalm 40. We look at a whole lot of scriptures last week, right? Uh-huh. So, today, I don't know what the title is, but I think we'll just continue with the New Testament worship. But it's way aside. But let's just say New Testament worship. But I do want to talk about something that you might readily not hear me talk about, or readily not hear in church. Just like we've not taught why we laugh in the Holy Ghost. And I think I'm going to teach that very soon. We'll type it laughter. Or why people fall under the power. Right? Have we taught it? No. We should. Because in your Christian faith, you must know what, and you must know how, and you must know why. In your Christian faith, as you grow up spiritually, you must know what is what. Why is it? And how does it work? So one of the days we'll teach why the falling. Hallelujah. I think I've said it before. I'm going to teach it now. Alright, so today I want to teach New Testament worship and the seeming contradictions. Like the person that asked me that, why was I singing? Like someone have my ask, why are you singing Asha? Or look at your phone and say, and you can't yourself a pastor, and you can't yourself emoji. And you just go back from church and you're now singing Asha. If they advertise on TV, won't you sing it? Indomie, too good. I wish I had someone. And you know that song is actually a secular song. But you say, I'm singing advert. Was that advert by tongues and interpretation?
Is it a song from the Spirit? No. So we need to examine some things. Hallelujah. Alright. So, let's ask ourselves first. Let's start from here. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture. Okay. Verse 15 says, from a child. That was known the Holy Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:15. Alright. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, and that from a child. Alright. So 2 Timothy 3:15 says, from a child. Abi, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation, which is by faith in Christ. So I can say that, what Paul is telling Timothy is that, when you look at the Holy Scriptures, everything in the Scriptures, what you will find is what? Salvation through faith in Christ. If you look at our worship must be on that basis of salvation through faith in Christ. That makes sense now. So, we can say that the main cocoa, sorry, permit me to use that. I'm Nigerian. The cocoa of the Scriptures is what? Salvation. Say salvation. I want to hear it very loud. Say salvation. Now, it means when you come to church, above everything we must discuss must be on the foundation. Verse 16 says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine. Let's stop there. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. God gave it. Not God wrote it. We explained that last week. God did not write the Bible. God inspired the writing. They are two different things. Right? Huh? When I said, I think he was there. I said, explain why. And I told another person, explain why. And he said two different things. Now, I gave them an inspiration, but I didn't tell them the words to use. So, God inspired the Bible, but not all the words are God's words. So, in that sense, it's for doctrine. That means we now start bringing out God's word from what man said. That makes sense now. Eh? That would be the doctrine. Doctrine does not mean this is what we do in our own church. That's not what he's saying. Doctrine here means teaching, explanation. Praise God. So, when we come to church, we must be ready to explain things. You can just say, no, that's what we believe, or that's how it is. In this church, I have taught you why God created animals. Right? Right? You can just say, that's how it is. No, it's there in the scriptures. You must be able to teach it. Where the babies come from. You must be able to teach it. You don't just assume and say, babies come from God. So are you saying the person who does not have a child, God withheld a child from the person? That's what you're saying. The woman says babies come from God. That's not what you're saying. So, we must explain, right? So I want to explain things concerning music. What is music? Because you hear people say, I am in the music ministry. So what do you do? Say, I'm in the music ministry. Okay? I'm a music minister. Okay? So what is music? So we want to start explaining things. Eh? Because if we don't understand some basic terms, we might not be able to function effectively as Christians. And you might be caught at a surprise when some questions are thrown at you. For example, your discipleship. Imagine your phone ringing and your disciple hears, give me a song. Eh? Okay. Man, the testimony, Timbara Posh. And he says, Now, I'm not saying you make that your ringtone. At the end of this teaching, things will fall on you. Amen. Eh? Because someone wants to like to go extreme. I say, Pastor. Wow. Don't worry, Pastor. Leave the rest to me. don't worry, I'm not coming to your feet again. What will you have to say? Not say, no, it's not by that. It's by grace. That should not be your answer. Grace, you know, no, don't belong to grace. Hallelujah. So what is music? Eh? Alright, let's start with the dictionary definition. Then I'll go to probably the Hebrew definition from the Bible. We will compare. And then we'll move ahead. How about that? So, I wrote three definitions here from dictionary. Number one. Music. A sound organized in time. Or the study of such sound.
is sound organized in time. Now, if you're not into music, professionally, you might not understand what that means. So I'll go to another definition that you most likely understand. Any pleasing or interesting sound. In our music school, we tell them that music is different. Music to me is different from music to you, right? Any pleasing or interesting sound. Number three definition. Music defined as an art form. ARTFORM. An art form created by organizing pitch. An art form. Now you're in school already. You're learning music. Today's music class. An art form created by organizing pitch, rhythm, and sound made using musical instruments and sometimes singing. Now, all those things are not part of the scriptures. I'm just saying it. So, from the three definitions, what will you define music as? Sound. Right? So, we can say music is pleasant sound. Right? Music is pleasant sound. A sound that is lovable. A sound that is terrible. So there are some sounds that you just sound, but you don't want to hear it. I don't like the sound of, you know, this cock, this bottle cock. Cantas. If you put it on the floor and you are dragging it, I will run from it. I don't like it. Funny enough, my sister liked it. I mean, it's a sound she likes. But you know this fuke, that if you buy electronics, that white stuff, if you screech it against another, she doesn't like it. I love it. I like doing it. So, music has differed to us. Hallelujah. Can you see that? Two children from the same mother and the same father. Love different sounds and hate different sounds. Right? Alright. So, we will say music is what? Sound. Say sound. Sound. Just sound. Just sound. That's the way sound. So, what does the Bible have to say about music? In the Hebrew, music is defined as the unison of sound. The unison of sound, harmonious notes. You know when you say something is in harmony, it's agreeing together. That means that you are singing, do, another thing, me, another thing, so, then we come together as, hallelujah. Harmonious sound. That's music. So obviously, can we say the dictionary and the Bible agree together on music, on what music is? We can say the dictionary and the Bible both agree to what music is, right? So, dictionary and the Hebrew, Bible agreed on what music is together, right? As what? Pleasing sound. What would you say? As what? Sounds generally. Sounds. Unison of sounds. We have to ask another thing. Sweet sound. Hallelujah. So, from what we have just said now, is there Christian music? 1 minute to think. 30 seconds. Is there Christian music? Christian music? There is. That means there will be Christian sounds. Like, give an example of a Christian sound. Now, don't confuse what I'm saying. Don't run out of church yet. I didn't say there's no Christian song. I said, is there Christian music? No, because there are no Christian sounds. Or this is a Christian sound. You'll be shocked. DJ, television will just say, yeah. Did she attend DSCF today? Hallelujah. There's no Christian music. Hallelujah. I know sometimes we, in our head, just say, please don't just take this away from me. I will take it away. There is no Christian music. Because there are no Christian sounds. Music just means you are putting together different sounds. I do this. How does that make it Christian music? Anyone could as well come here for a festival of masquerade and do the same thing. And God will not be angry. Because there is no sound that came up because Christ rose from the dead. Oh, if you say there is a Christian music, that means there are some sounds that as Jesus was resurrecting, those sounds were emanating. Are you learning something this morning? So, music is simply to put sounds together.
Imagine the keyboard is all the keys on the keyboard. Imagine everything is do. Do, 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 do. Are we going to have music at all? Eh? Are we going to have music from the keyboard? No. Or imagine this drum. Everything is the bass. Bass. The snare is the bass. The snare sounds like a bass. The hi-hat sounds like a bass. The cymbal sounds like a bass. The tom sounds like a bass. All in the end. Don't you fish? Voila, the day. Right, you just go, look at me, you just, I believe, do, 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 I receive, do, 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 ah. You just don't worry. Just don't worry. We'll eat our hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. But because different sounds of different pitches, the snare has an higher pitch than the bass, right? The hi-hat has a different pitch on its own, a different timbre. And you, because of that organization of sounds, we can have music. Whether played by a Christian, or an unbeliever. Right? Right? How are you following me this morning? Okay. So, simple question again. Is there Christian music? Eh? Or what will Christian music be? Rock? Ballad? Which will be the music? Remember, we are not talking about songs now. We are talking about what? Music. Which is what? Sound. 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 So there is nothing like Christian music. Let's be breaking it small, small like that. So this is Christian music. Give you an example. And that music must be the music that came out because Jesus died, was buried, and he rose from the dead. So that music is from the resurrection. Which music is that? Reggae? Christian music. You are still saying Christian music. Is it reggae? I like. That's it. Worship. It's worship. What's worship to them? Dim. The ke, dim, dim. The ke, dim. The ke, dim, dim. The ke. Now, the song is not the music. The music is not the song. Right? We are talking about the music. There is no Christian music. Any beat is a beat. Music is in the activity of man. Produced by man. In the activity of man, man influences music. God does not add any sound that is separated for Christ. Music is found in the activities of man, irrespective of the man's faith. Praise God. Are you learning something? Alright, so, you know, a professional drummer, listen, a professional drummer who is not born again, can come for our retreat, now, retreat, tell them your peak, that the peak, and drum, okay, let's do the retreat, because he won't be able to survive the first day. That was a general meeting. A professional drummer can come and drum so much that he knows where to put the interlude. He knows where to calm down. He knows where to roll. He knows where to, what else do you do? He knows all the strokes. He knows all the, and you almost think that this guy is led of God. See? You say, ah, wow. He knows where to stop. How did you know that? How did you know? Ah, wow. This guy is led of the Spirit. No! He is just a professional drummer. He knows what he is doing. He learned it. He can organize sound, whether he's born again or not. And those that study music, they know these things. They know that there's no sound from heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. So music is in the activities of man. Nobody is full of the Holy Ghost to drum. Or full of the Holy Ghost to play keyboard. I don't know. The Holy Ghost was just on Broadway that day. The things he was playing, they were beyond this world. You're on you. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, in Acts 11:26, the first place Christians, people are called Christians, Acts 11:26. Why were they called Christians? Now, wow. Why were they called Christians? They were acting like Christ. That means, those folks in Antioch, they had seen Christ. And they said, who are these guys? We know in Christ who used to heal, who used to pray. And these guys are doing the same thing. They are Christians. That is, they are Christ-like. They are like Christ. Does that make sense? So, the first place you have the word Christian is even a cliche. A cliche from unbelievers. Those who don't have the Holy Spirit were the first who that said Christians. They were the ones that brought the terminology Christian. And what made them say that? Because they saw people who had the Spirit of Christ. Right? Right? So we can say a Christian is someone who has the Spirit of Christ. Or Christian means the Spirit of Christ. So when we say Christian music, what are we trying to say? A music that is from the Spirit of Christ. There's none like that. There's no sound that is from the Spirit of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Alright, so, how do you understand where I am now? Huh? You want me to come again? Let me see. Okay? I said to say there will be Christian music. That means you are saying that there's a music that Christ sang. There's a sound that Christ used to make. Maybe when he used to walk on the shores of Galilee, he used to say, bang, 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 bang. If he used to say that, then that becomes Christian music to us. Then when we come to church, the keyboard must go, last song, resol, last song, resol, last song, resol, last song, resol. But because there was no sound that Christ made, or there was no sound that came from his death, burial, and resurrection, we don't have Christian music. Does that make sense now? Eh? Hallelujah. Praise God. No genre was added to music when Christ rose from the dead. Or is it reggae? Jesus is glorified. You are just being a funny person. No! There's no sound. Hallelujah. Something is just, I'm gonna be like soft rock. Come on, let me see. Some people don't even know what's rocky. I like soft rock. I'm gonna be like hard rock. Bro, you like hard rock. Okay, I'm gonna be like ballads. Okay, I'm gonna be like reggae. Oh, you don't like anything. I'm gonna be like rap. Okay. I know you like rap. I'm gonna be like, if I go call your own, say it yourself now. R&B, yeah. I'm not going to use it. I've not mentioned the Igbo one. Hallelujah. You all like different kinds of music. And no music is devilish. Let's start from that one too. Rap is not devilish. Rap is the same thing. It's just like your rock. They just organize the sound in a different way. I know I'm dealing with some sacred cow. Yeah, but it's worth it. Hallelujah. Say rap is not devilish. Say reggae is not gospel. we are on the same line now. Hallelujah. So people like music, depend on music based on persons, based on personalities. Based on their personalities. Music is dependent on man. So based on my personality, an harmony can be pleasant or not pleasant. Alright, for example, have you heard an Hausa man listen to his song before? And what's he listening to? What on earth are you listening to? And he's so joyous, and he's telling some music, and he's giving you extra. Wow. And the moment you are listening to your own Tokwalabi, give me Tokwalabi. Tokwalabi, yeah. Okay, you not about your sentence. That's Yoruba, Yoruba. Onise Iyanu. You have a, is looking at me like this. They don't know music. And that's where I was trying to argue. They don't know music. What? Onise Iyanu. And you already say, Onise Iyanu, 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 Iyanu. And everything. And he just, well, I'm listen to good song, Jerry. Evil people. You say, Jesus, you love me too much, you. And, oh, that one that's raining. Ekweme, oh, Ekweme.
You are the living God. She says some things in between. That Igbo.
Kiniko,
he and you go. And you say, what are you saying?
Now, can you not see that music is dependent on persons? The music I like, you might not like it. For example, I like Passenger, which because it's slow, soft rock. Very soft. Some people don't, they, when they listen to it, they will sleep. They say, what's this? Give me give me hip hop. Hip hop, it does not mean the video. That's not what hip hop means. Hip hop is a class of sounds. It's the way a sound is organized. So you are listening to hip hop. There are Christian musicians that, not Christian musicians as well. Christian singers, Christian ministers, who minister with song that use hip hop. Right? Jessica Haddon, Ty, Schubert, right? They use hip hop. So, hip hop does not mean of the world. Hey! There is no sound that is of the world, there is no sound that is of the church. Hallelujah. I learned something. So, music is pleasant to the hearer depending on what suits the hearer. So whether it is rock, it is jazz, it is rap, there is no Christian music. Look at Daniel chapter 3 verse 5. I learned something this morning. I must be fast so that we can do something. Daniel 3 5. Are you there? You have, you really first person to get there now. Oh yeah, want to go. That at what time you hear, want to go. If you don't know where Daniel is, just go to the table of content, JJ, and look at the number. Want to go. That at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, and all kinds of music, you fall to the ground and worship the good image that Nebuchadnezzar. Alright, so, he said, they gave the music a meaning. Say, when you hear the sound of music, all kinds of sound, the cornet, the harp, the flute, bow. That makes sense? So, did they have to say anything? In this place, Daniel 3, 5, did they have to say anything for people bow? No. That's it. When you just hear that music. Alright. In the story of the prodigal son, in Luke chapter 15, verse 25, let's see, Luke chapter 15, verse 25. Now, his eldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music, he heard sound, very jolly sound, very joyful sound, and dancing, he heard sound, he heard music. That makes sense? He heard music, and dancing. Alright? So, you know that some kind of people that what they love is actually rap. Right? Come on, talk to me now. That's some bad people. That's what just they love. You can't say, don't force them to say, no, soft rock is gospel because it's slow. No. Lead them to their rap. Hallelujah. Alright. Please don't jump out of the church now. Don't sleep on. I've not even gotten to the cocoa. All these ones, don't go and jump out and say, yes, therefore there's no Christian music. Therefore, even as I'm going on outreach, I'm playing something. Ah, Baba, Makubawa. At most, say you're not from this church. Hallelujah. So, one thing you must get clear is that music relates to man, right? Music relates to man, music is for man. It's just the way that, okay, you get Christian food. Eh? Is that Christian food? Okay, just Amalangegiri. It's Christocentric. rice and chicken. Rice, chicken, with coleslaw. And planting, the momoy, with a, you understand, of chivita, pineapple flavor. That's it. That is in Christ. Hallelujah. There is no Christian food. Come, please, maybe I don't know. Is there a tomato crystal? That's deep. A tomato crystal of, crystal mat. Or a crystal juice. Is there? No! Alright, so if you don't have Christian food, then we don't have Christian sounds. So, what we need to understand is the difference between music and songs. So let's go to songs now. What is a song? Now I will say there's a difference between Christian music and Christian songs. There's no Christian music, but what are Christian songs, or what is a song? A song is a musical composition with lyrics. A musical composition with lyrics. So that means, listen now, a song will now be that I have music, and I have words, lyrics. So the lyrics and the music will make a song. That makes sense now. The lyrics and the music will make a what? A song. So can we have Christian songs? Come on. Can we have Christian songs? Yes. So a song is music with words. So the a cappella is not a song. It's not a song. But that means a cappella does not have music. Are you sure? Why? What do you think the soprano also and tenor are doing there? They're organizing sounds. Right? Would that be music? Yes. Did they have lyrics? Yes. When we all get to heaven. When we all. Sound. It's music. Hallelujah. And it's songs. Because it's not words. You understand now? Uh-huh. Alright. So we can have Christian songs. We have Christian songs. That means when we say something is a Christian song, it means a song by the Spirit of God. Or a song that came because of the influence of the Spirit of God. That would be a Christian song. So if I say this song is a Christian song, I would say it's a song that actually speaks of Christ and emanates from the Spirit of Christ. A song that speaks of Christ and emanates from the Spirit of Christ. That's a Christian song. I'll give you some example of songs now that we have thought that were Christian songs, but are not. They are not even the least bit of it. Okay. We get it. So some people have thought that Christian song means a song that can give you goosebumps. I say, as she was singing, anytime she said, okay, just sing. I just feel. That's the spirit. That's not the spirit. If you love good music and a good voice, you will get good voice as much as you want when you listen to Celine Dion. When you make the day, I can fly away. Are you listening to me, Dakolo? Is Dakolo? Yahoo me something. In all circumstances. Those songs will give you goosebumps. I say, you almost say, what's this song? A shoulder to lean on. Lean on. No, not lean on me. That's Michael Bolton. Shoulder, ask Kenny and Shelly Mion. Kenny, I can fly. Okay. Or white flag. You say, I'm flying without you. I'm speaking in tongues. Yeah. Queen of my house, should the label shakalava in a the land is green, it's the proper ocean, my life is green, everything about you're Christianizing the song. That's not the Christian song. In Christian song, it's not any song that just give you goosebumps. I say, the moment the song give me goosebumps, it's a Christian song. No. Hallelujah. Alright. There are two things that you must know about songs. The lyrics and the inspiration. No, that's very important because there are some songs that sound Christian, but the inspiration is wrong. I don't get to laugh. God the win. Not because you have heard God there. It's now a song for your praise worship. No! You're wrong. Hallelujah. God the win. I don't buy more too. God the win. It's because the way... No. That doesn't make it a Christian song. The fact that you hear God there. What is the inspiration? Remember the lyrics and the inspiration. What inspired it? Love of money? Faith? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, a Christian song is not any song that gives you goosebumps. Now say that's the anointing. The goosebumps is not the anointing. Hallelujah. You listen to religion well enough, you will lift your hands and speak in tongues. I love you, Lord. I follow you all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Go on, get on keyboard for me. Let me show you something. Get on keyboard. Fast. But we can say that if someone has a bad inspiration, we'll find it in the person's lyrics. Right? Come on. Right? If someone has a bad inspiration, then I guess songs will not be music. Lyrics and inspiration. Right? What we find in the song, you find the lyrics and you find an inspiration behind that lyrics. So brother, play for me. You can play, I worship you with all my heart. Enjoy the music. Just enjoy it.
I saw like that, very close my eyes. I will explain why. Look at me. I worship you, Lord. We are not to have you. You are my heart. Now, listen. Or keep playing. Someone is here. You are sitting in your head, right? Right? Okay. Now, we are taking away the lyrics from the music. Right? This is the music. The reason why you will feel good for is probably because this song has been sung somewhere where you are really hot, where you are the move of the Holy Ghost, and anytime you just hear that sound, your soul grabs it and says, this is that song. And then you close your eyes again to relieve that moment. But there's nothing about the music that is special. It's your experience that made it special. Now, do you know someone else can grab this same song and change what you know the lyrics? Let me change the lyrics. Ah. You know it's possible. This same music, keep playing the same. The person will hear the same song that you will have sang, I worship you with all my heart. I will change it. Let me give you an example. La, yi, la, la, wa, mo, Rasulullah. La, yi, la, la, wa, mo, Zero, I got the same music. This same music. Muhammad. 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 Rasulullah. And now, don't ever answer this. Now, what? As I'm saying Muhammad Rasulullah, can you add that to it and say Muhammad Rasulullah? It means that what we need is deliverance. The music can, we can use the music for something else. But the moment the inspiration changes, something is wrong already. The inspiration was not changed. See, do you know the super star that you're La, E, La, La. Now you feel like you need it. Muhammad. Not Muhammad Buhari, never. Not too light. So, let's start with what I tell you. Hallelujah. Alright, so. Keep playing. So, you would be, you must be able to understand this part when it comes to music, when it comes to Christian songs. That there is the lyrics, there is the music, there is the inspiration. Three parts. There is the lyrics, there is the music, and there is inspiration. A Christian song must be inspired of God. What is it? This is a Christian song. This is a New Testament song worship. It must be inspired by the Spirit of God. Let me tell you, Thank you. So, the lyrics matters. The lyrics matters. When it comes to Christian songs, I'll still call you again. No, not now. Call you again. The lyrics matters when it comes to Christian songs. Not just the lyrics, the inspiration. The music really doesn't matter. As it were, yeah, because I will explain that part. Now, so I'm thinking secular music. When I say secular music, I'm not talking about secular songs. No. So I'm thinking secular music. They will not change the lyrics to Christian lyrics. Come on. You know such songs now, right? Give me examples. Yeah? Now, basically what is happening is that they love that secular song. And they don't want to let it go. They will not change it to... Okay, you know this? You don't know Jasokwe. You know, it's actually this Makosa voice. It's been a while, so if you just came around, you might not know. You have to be at least 21 years old to understand what I'm saying. You know Makusa boys? Okay, I think you don't have to be 21, I think 22. Makusa boys? Alright, 22. Alright, so. And she said, oh, just up, oh, just up, what did you hear? We go there. Alien. Oh, you don't know that from a secular. Pop champagne. So let us realize now. Wow. You just realized? So, as some unbelievers are coming to the church, and hey, we go there, what they are thinking is pop champagne. You have changed the lyrics, but you have not changed the inspiration. Hallelujah. You have changed the lyrics, but you have not caused the inspiration at all. The inspiration remains the same, which is not edifying for you. So, we also have songs like that you just import from the secular world. Some people just want to make a song Christian. You just want to Christianize it. I believe I can fly. And you just want to make that song Christian. It's not a Christian song. The inspiration, the lyrics is not. I believe I can touch the sky. Sorry, what are you going to do here? In the sky. Just give us 5 reasons why you want to go to the sky. Or, he lives in me, Ella. He better ask her, who is living in her? Before you can finish, he lives in me, he's talking about God. I'm not the word, it's not the word. He lives in me. Mama, come down. He lives in me, who lives in her? Ask her what? She has inspiration, she knows what she's singing. And by the time she used to think that was a gospel song. He lives in me, Ella, Suzupazu. Hallelujah! Who is he? Ask. So, when it comes to songs, the inspiration and the lyrics must match. They are important. The inspiration and the lyrics are both important. So instead of trying to change songs and change things over and over again, do you know you actually can create a song yourself from your spirit? Right? How many of you know you can actually sing songs from the spirit? Yes, you can. You can. So, and that's why we have Psalm. Why not just play the song? I don't care. Instead of trying to change Makusa boys to just okay. Or trying to sing, he lives in me. He lives in me. Ella, tu, ta, tu, ella, tu, ta, tu, ella. Lives in me. Ella. Hey, I rejoice. He lives in me. Somebody, living in you. Remember, not just the lyrics, but what? Inspiration. The inspiration matters. So, we have what we call a psalm. What is a psalm? A psalm is a musical poem. A musical poem. A piece of music that is poetic. So, a psalm is, I will have a poem for my spirit. Now, poem does not mean you have to use figures of speech. No, that's not. Words for my spirit. And then I will now add music. That's a psalm. A lot of people say a psalm does not need music. For example, the Psalm of David. Not everything was sung. Hallelujah. It was just poetic. Inspired words, but not everything was sung. Does that make sense? You understand? Want me to repeat myself? Let me see. Alright, so, I said a psalm is a musical poem. But, as a lot of people say, not every psalm is sung. At least you can have a psalm without music. Does that make sense? But, a psalm can also be a poem that is sung out. Thank you. So what is in? Let's say Colossians. Colossians 3.16. Because we need to see something. Colossians 3.16. Are you enjoying today? These are some of the topics and that readily in churches we don't even pay attention to. But I think we need to explore. Colossians 3.16. Everybody will read together. When I say we read together, I mean we read together. Don't start looking at the Bible and staring at me. One, two, go. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart. So that I said, with psalms, we've explained what psalm is, right? Hymns, what hymn? Hymn means a song of praise and celebration. Song of praise is song of celebration. So when it says, sing with psalms
Hymns, hymns to me. I will sing to celebrate Christ. I love hymn songs. I love hymns. I love hymns. Too much. I have the CAC hymn now on my phone. That's how much I love hymn now. I have the Apostolic Faith hymn now. I love it. This celebrate. No, they are old. They have Christ in my day. All this prosperity gospel has not reached them. Did not reach them rather. So they have it pure and sincere. Hallelujah. The only thing I touch about is the character of God. And you just quickly change it. All this hell heaven. They just, oh, I love him now. They celebrate Christ. Song of praises, song of celebration. They say, let this dwell in you. Let it grow up. Let the utterance of Christ dwell between you in all wisdom. Teaching and admonishing one another. In poems, inspired words, right? Songs of celebration and spiritual songs. Which are would be what? The psalm and the hymn. That is, make your psalm and the hymn spiritual songs. Remember, the psalm is possible that is not a spiritual song. I can just be inspired by something else. And I begin to write a poem. It's still a psalm. But that says, make your psalm and your hymns spiritual songs. This is, you don't know how to be writing all those things, have you? You don't have to put it down. Just put it down anyway. Make your psalm, the words you are inspired of, make it spiritual. Make your songs of praise and songs of celebration spiritual. This is what we ought to have as Christian praise worship. Not to be fighting if one is rap. I can make a hymn rap. Hymn is not slow. And hymn is not far. Hymn means it must be a song of celebration. So we can have a hymn in rap. Hallelujah. In Christ alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He's a rocking certain reward. We can have a hymn in rap. We can have a hymn in jazz. We can have a hymn in rock. We can have a hymn in reggae. As long as our inspiration, our lyrics, are from the Spirit of God and by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So, the Bible acknowledges songs as words, music with words, as it were. So, what we have as Christian song now, we mean what? A song from the Spirit of Christ. A spiritual song. Christian song, spiritual song, song of your Christ, the same. The same. Now, bro, we'll get on the keyboard later. The same. So, in Psalm 33 verse 3, that's something. What did last week? Psalm 33 verse 3. Psalm 33 verse 3. Open your Bible. Psalm 33 verse 3, are you there? Once you go, come on. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Can you see? He said noise, but skillfully. He's already doing music with you. I organize your noise. Organize your noise. Not have any noise. So that means, someday, skill will affect our spiritual song. Skill. Why didn't he allow me to join the music team? Did he allow me to join the music team? Did he join me and I want to sing? Mama. Skill, we need skill. The father is a spiritual soul, he's going to come and kill us. I worship you with all my heart. With all my heart. Everybody sing along. Nobody sing along. We sing with tongues. Nothing alone. Yes, all my. No. Skill affects music. Skill. We need skill even in spiritual songs. Sing along in this song. Skill fully make it out now. Hallelujah. Skill. So we can take out skill. I don't really want someone who actually has a very clear voice to lead worship. That's what you want. You want someone like me? You want
song where nobody can sing. It gets better that way. Can you? No. No, we cannot tolerate a bad drummer or a bad singer, as it were. We can tolerate it, sure. But as that doesn't mean we should not look for better things, right? So, still affect music. Look at Ezekiel 23. Yeah, Ezekiel 23. Yeah, Ezekiel 23, 22. I hope I'm right. I really do. Oh yes. Is there anything to say? Let's see. What's wrong? And no, that was unto them as a very lovely song. One son of one that has pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For the year that was, but they didn't know. Can I say? Okay. Just like Chenaniah in 1 Corinthians 2:27. Say, get on with a lovely voice that can play well on a musical instrument. So, skill affects, even when we bring songs of worship, we still need skill. Right? So, would that mean that you can have the lyrics, which will be spiritual, and then the song will still not enjoy the song? Eh? But of course, we'll take the lyrics and unify us. Your lyrics are divine, thank you. But we need good music. Right? Hallelujah. So, what of if we have something like very sonorous voice, spiritual lyrics, good inspiration of course from the spirit? I think we have a good Christian song, right? Yeah, that's not a big Christian song. The lyrics, the music, and the what? The inspiration. So we'll do something this morning. So obviously, in a song, skill is needed. That's why Pam is not leading us in praise worship. Because his skill is needed. Not just the lyrics, we need skill, we need good music. So if you have one who can actually, how can we have an unbeliever lead praise worship? You see, sometimes that program, you call, it's not that secular, it's not that secular. It's this thing of Christian songs sometimes. He has been born again. I know. When he was young, I was there. Then again, just to cut out. Oh, he's born again. We know now. But his inspiration, is it still to edify the church or to make money? He did come here on the basis of contract. I came to sing for you. And you guys just think I'm paying you. Or I came to be a blessing to the people of God. Because the moment you lack inspiration, you start to worship. The moment you alter the inspiration, you alter the worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we sing a new song of the Lord. The song of his redemption, the song of praise, with glory to his name. We will sing it with the right lyrics, right? With the right inspiration, and with good music. So just keep saying, say that song, that one. Enjoy the music. Just enjoy. We can be in another. Enjoy the music. Just enjoy. That is the place for you for free.
Are you enjoying the music? Oh, you are lost. You are not enjoying the music. Put your mind to enjoy it. Now, the way you are enjoying it, like that, reason with it, just reason with the word, reason with the song, reason with the sound, reason.
That's what I mean. Someone built a 6-story building and it's no more. Why am I alive? I keep hearing you. Baba, I'm alive. What kind of song is that? You need not to mock anybody before you can actually edify. Or before you actually can sing the song of worship. Many people don't get to worship God at all with songs until you tell them that the people they find can already read. I no longer see it. They say, No, that's not the song of worship. His vision must never be wrong. His vision is Christ, not you, not Potter. The inspiration is Christ. Now go ahead and sing me again. From your heart!
God. Sing songs of worship. Sing songs of worship. I'll sing a new song to you. My heart praises your name. You have captured my heart. My heart belongs to you. Come on, sing, 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 sing. Hallelujah.